We've all heard about the Antichrist. But usually when he's spoken of, in spite of the biblical evidence, he is spoken of as one who is coming in the future, when actually he has been here nearly 2,000 years. The Antichrist arrived shortly after Christ did. In this last segment of our series on the new birth, we will expose that crafty Antichrist for what he really is, a lying spirit whose chief work from the beginning has been to confuse people concerning the new birth. His chief work from the beginning has been to persuade people to believe they are born again before they are. His chief goal has been to teach people to confess that they are born again before they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, hoping that when they do hear about the Spirit baptism, they will feel no need for it and will turn away in a show of ungodly confidence. This is the real Antichrist, and oh, how successful he has been. I understand that it may seem strange to some of you that we should conclude a series on the new birth by studying the Antichrist. Actually, though, it is perfectly fitting. If there is any issue which Satan desires men to be confused about, it is the issue of the new birth. That is the purpose and the plan of his Antichrist spirit that is already at work and has been at work since almost the beginning of the new covenant. The Antichrist is not some future monster for which we are to look. He is, as both John the Apostle and Paul said, a spiritual presence that has already come and had already come in their day. In John's first epistle, chapter 2, verse 18, he wrote, "Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared." This is almost 2,000 years ago, and John says, even now, there are many Antichrists. Now, we need to consider what the apostles wrote, because they knew the truth. In the next verse, in verse 19, he said, "They," now this is the Antichrists that have gone out into the world, "they went out from us." So they had been walking in the apostles' doctrine and spirit at some point. They went out from us. But John says, they were not of us, or they were not from us. We didn't send them out. For if they were from us, they would have remained among us. But they went out from us so that they might be exposed, because not all are from us. We read in Acts 15 that some men went out from Jerusalem, away from John, away from Peter, away from James, teaching things that were not true to the Gentiles. Such were the Antichrists. They went out from us. The Antichrist are those among the true saints of God who are very religious. They are not anti-religion. They are not anti-Jesus. They are anti what Christ really is. In the first century A.D., the word anti did not mean against. It meant instead of. It's used in the New Testament for one example, where Jesus said, "If any of you who is a father has a son, and that son asks you for a fish, will that father, will you anti a fish, give him a stone?" It means instead of. The spirit of Antichrist is a spirit of instead of Christ. It's a spirit instead of what is really the spirit of Christ. It is a very religious spirit, but it's a spirit of a religion that is instead of the true one. It offers a forgiveness that is not really forgiveness. It offers a love that is instead of the love of God. It offers a fellowship that is instead of the fellowship of Christ. It offers doctrines that are instead of the doctrine of God. Paul warned his fellow believers of those who would come teaching another Jesus or offer them another spirit. The Antichrist offers you another Jesus. The spirit of Antichrist is very religious, as I said. It teaches in the name of God things that are not right. It offers another Jesus who has no power. It offers another spirit that does not confess Christ when it enters in. This is what anti really meant when John wrote it. Now the first point